Yes, Paul? Yes? Okay, all right. Okay, well, so our feature band this evening has probably done more than any other band in the history of bluegrass music to convert people to become bluegrass fans. They've managed to cross over into the mainstream by always doing things a little different. When some bands were doing traditional country and bluegrass standards, they were doing rock classics. When some bands were using fiddles, they were using a dobro. And as a result, they've become one of the most sought-after bands in the business. When they started out in 1971, it's 41 years ago, they named themselves The Seldom Seen because they expected to just play local gigs. And of course, we all know that didn't happen, and we're really glad it didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome The Seldom Seen.
Yeah. crazy. Besides what the authors say, because it's part of his heart is a gravestone. You couldn't cut it with a knife. I'm gonna lay me down right here. That's a fact. Was it 110? 110 in the shade. It's 110 in the shade. Going way down, Mama, won't you carry me?
Every mile, can't take one more peek. It is too late to stand and make a stand. Because the morning light shows water in the valley. Daddy's grave just went above the pine. Things to say, you just can't take it with you. The flood will swallow all we leave behind. Won't be back, start all over. Cause what I felt before is gone. Mary grabbed the baby river rising. Muddy waters taking back my home.
Ricky Skaggs' band, and he was one of the original members of Dora Lawson and Quicksilver, and he's got his own band called Carolina. He's a great singer, can play all the instruments. That's Lou Reed. He's going to do that.
I woke this morning
George Jones song for you. You folks like George Jones? I think he's a kind of a national treasure. And I went through a period in my life where I didn't listen to nothing but George Jones for about 6 months or 9 months. I wouldn't really recommend that. It really tends to fall just a tad on the dark side. And then if you do decide to go that route, the route that I took, I wouldn't keep any loaded weapons in the house. So, you might even want to get rid of your steak knives, I'm not sure. But anyway, this guy really sings these beautiful ballads. Nice hand for Fred Travers as he walks to the stage.
I've looked for you.
side right
well,
there.
Thank you, really
I always messed up a little bit when he does that one. This one in a long time. It just popped in my head. It's a Steve Earle tune, and it's called the Steve Earle Fan. This one's in D. It hasn't been a while. But, and by the way, if you guys want to hear anything in particular, you let us know, and if we don't get on the first set, we'll be hit back for a second set. And we do have some 8-track tapes for sale. A lot of them. You're interested in those? Remember your kickoff, Red? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just throw this on you.
Said that going to a seldom seen show is sort of like going to a NASCAR event because you just come for the wrecks. And we might have a yellow flag on this one, but that'll be all right. We'll start again.
It's just get the choruses confused. The first one is.
Yes, folks, this is the truth.
Do this especially for our friends Ken and Mary from Rounder Records are visiting with us tonight, and we're very excited. Rounder Records is one of the most important record labels that's ever been for a lot of different kinds of music, but in particular bluegrass, and I think they definitely deserve it. And And although we haven't signed on the bottom line, we really want to do a record for them, and we're working on it. So I hope they can help out. They'll probably change their mind after they hear this one, though.
I'm sure of it.
This is one of the most beautiful songs that was written by Graham Parsons, who's a very important figure in music. He's a guy that kind of brought a lot of kind of married rock and roll and country music and brought it to a younger audience, and that's always a good thing. Yeah, whenever I'm lonely. Well, give this a try. It's called Hickory
Wind. You guys know the words to this. Help us out.
We put me to tip down. It's called Hickory Wind.
Thank you.
fits in that category pretty good, so we'll do one of his tunes for you now. It's great to see Bob still out on the road, still making records. He was nominated for a Grammy this year. I think it was a foreign language record, I'm not sure. Sorry, Ben, I know you hate that joke.
I love that joke.
Anyway, this is one from his, I think his third record on Columbia was a Times Era Changing record, but this is called Boots of Spanish. That's called Boots of Spanish Leather, and you know what? The guy playing the banjo, he's the last original member of the band. In 1971, he along with John Duffy and John Steinman, Mike Aldridge, and Tom Gray started the Seldom Seen as a
weekly card game.
Yeah, it was our Tuesday night card game.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? I had hair back then, lots of it. I was skinny. Good looking son.
And I think you're still the sexiest man in the show business. I really do.
Sure.
But
it's been a blast.
It's really
fun.
When John Duffy passed away, and I guess it was December of '96, we didn't know whether we should continue playing without him or not. The band was kind of centered around him, and Ben was we were lucky enough that Ben decided that he was not quite done playing the banjo yet, and we're all thankful for it. That's Ben Aldridge playing on the banjo.
And the fellow doing most of the yakking out here, playing the guitar, telling jokes, singing lead, introducing everybody, is one of my favorite guitar players and favorite singers in this kind of music. Make welcome, if you will, Mr. Dudley.
We'll do a song by Hazel Dickens, who we lost in April of last year. One of our national treasures, bona fide, pedigreed, and she wrote this song. She told me she wrote this about her husband. She divorced, and he started coming back around the house, and she wasn't quite comfortable with that. So I don't think you want to get in Hazel's bad side, because she wrote a song about you. This one's called My Better Years.
There's nothing here but old memories and
singer sometimes. Anyway, on the bass fiddle back here is a gentleman that we used to be in the Tony Rice unit and had a band called the Virginia Squires. He's great. He's one of the best bass players in bluegrass, really, seriously, and a great bass singer too. And his name is Ronnie Simpkins. Would you make that? Give me one more for you, and then we'll take a bunch of requests for the second set. This one's called I'll Be No Stranger There.
I'll be no stranger there, I'll be no stranger there, I'll be no stranger there. When all the saints come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there. The Lord will come,
the Lord will come,
the great and small,
the great and small, the mansions bright and fair.
Yeah.
Seldom Seen,
we'll
be back right after intermission.
The Z-Man, Seldom Seen, Stanley Fielding, Maxwell Auditorium, National Heritage Museum, Lexington, Massachusetts, 3/10/2012, SOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shop CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices 722, Center Section, Row M, Seat 109. 5 feet in the air in the sweet spot for show number 35 of 2012.
Okay, let's see if the band is ready. Looks like they are. Amazing. They did it. So over the years, as they said, the personnel of this band has changed, but the sound has remained the same. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the great Seldom Seen.
Shares to the toll. Our
Song there called Paradise, and that's the only one of his that we do. He doesn't do any of ours at all. We had a request for a song called Dusty, and the gentleman had to leave. I hope I think I got 5 minutes. He had to leave at 9:35, so I think I got it. So, well, it depends on how long it takes Ben to suit up. Strap on, that's right. That didn't sound so good. Brett, don't leave me 30 miles, yeah? Uh-oh. Oh, there's my mind.
Everything's crooked.
Is your mind good?
Everything.
Yeah, this is interesting. I don't think I've ever seen such a thing. This is a song that was written by a neighbor of Fred's. His name's Dave Norris, and he wrote this song called Dusty. Trap for you. Just up the road leading into the town, as we're dusting it down by the tracks. Hurrying the train, speeding by, raise the dust from the ground by her family shack. She could have been any rich man's queen. She was dirty enough, that's a fact. And I still don't know why, but for some reason I was a reason she never looked back. Oh, Dusty, just one more time, let me trust in your heart like you trust in mine. Always leads back to you.
song. It's actually sung in the voice of the dead person. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Ben?
It is. It's a song from the grave.
Directly from the grave to your hearts, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully people see.
That's
special.
That's special. That's real estate.
And this one right here is just pitiful. It's a pitiful song right here. All right, let's long black veil.
When the night winds wail. Georgia, I spent my summer days playing on the track. The sound of the wheels rolling on the steel took me out, took me back.
Big train
coming plus,
big train
coming plus, and now it's gone, gone, gone,
gone, gone, gone.
Down the roar, and I just had to tag them off. Each night I went to bed with the sounds in my head, and the dream was a song.
Big train from Memphis, big train from Memphis, and now it's gone, 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 gone.
Thank you. to do the
Seen It All record, and John had this song in mind to do, and he heard it on Eddie Stubbs' show, his radio show that he used to have out at WAMU. And I'm not trying to sell a CD or anything, but if you do have the CD, when you get to the last tune, if you just let the CD go, the numbers will keep the numbers will keep going by the time, and there's a little snippet of a rehearsal, and it's kind of snuck it in there. Just have a little tribute to him. Anyway, Fred, I talk too much. This is something. Hey, Sally says I do.
It's all good. Christian, from Sally this? Been talking?
And maybe so. Lewis, I think has the opening remarks on this one.
Oh, and is there a big count on this?
There is. Go ahead.
One, 11. Two, three,
six.
Suddenly you touch me. And my heart could see everything that matters now is nothing now to me. From this moment forward, love is first and last. My future will be filled. As you begin my past, and from this moment on, I'll wrap my dreams around you, and from this moment on, I'll hold you in my heart, and the history of love. From this moment on.
Especially for our buddy Stan. Oh, no, who we should do is poor Jerry. Jerry, I hope you're out there, buddy. sitting alone Saturday night, watching the late, late show. A bottle of wine, some cigarettes, I got no place to go. Well, I saw your other man today, he was wearing my brand new shoes. And I'm down the seeds and stems again, too. I saw my old friend Bob today, from up at Bowling Green. He had the prettiest little gal that I've ever seen. And I couldn't hide my tears at all, 'cause she looked just like you. And I'm down the seeds and stems again, too. Everybody tells me there's other ways to get by. They don't seem to understand I'm too far gone to try. Now it's me and my memories, they're all that I can't lose. And I'm down the seeds and stems again, too. Dog died just yesterday, left me on my own. Finance company came by today, well, they repossessed my home. But Lord, that's just a drop in the bucket, gal, compared to me losing you. And I'm down to seeds and stems again, too. I got the down to seeds and stems again, blue. Now, if you guys know what that song's about, shame on all of you. Yeah, since we're doing songs about stuff, let's do a honky tonk song. Let's go to the bar. What do you think? What's the name of that song? Moving from pop to alcohol. Let's do this one. Then
we'll do your gospel.
She's off misbehaving. Him, not with me. A pessimistic tomorrow is all that I see. I can live with my version of the world going past. And all the hard times we've had don't look so bad through the bottom of the glass. So turn out. Watch me get tears in my beard.
So turn up the jukebox, dim down the lights. I don't need no vision when it ain't tonight.
I pretend I don't see her, even if they won't pass. Think the jokes and the tears, smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass. Jumps and the tears, smoke and the beer. Through the bottom of the glass.
Ben's drugs kicked in real good, so. Yep, there you go.
Trying all my
miss anybody? Miss anything?
The boatman.
Somebody, what is it called? Deep at Harlem? Yeah. You know what? We're going to learn that one, though. That's a good one. Another one we have to learn, Fred. I have two requests for the boatman tonight. We need to learn that one, too. We got a couple of them. We can do Blue and Lonesome, though. Oh, we do Blue and Lonesome, and then we'll do Nadine Moore's Thinking That. How's that? That sound about right? Cover most of the requests. And thank you guys for coming out tonight, and we appreciate it very much. Thanks for stopping by and taking some of those 8-tracks off our hands. We're getting harder and harder to get rid of those. Here's a Bill Monroe song that was written by Bill Monroe and Hank Williams backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, and it's called I'm Blue and I'm Lonesome Too.
Oh!
other diplomat. Hey, hey!
Tune you like to play there? I see you're
not acquainted. Poor guy can't dress himself anymore.
Stretch me up, can't take me anymore.
Hey, what you got in your mind there, boss? What you feel like? This is one of my favorites too. Yeah, love this song and always have, and love the way you play guitar on it. Love to sing it. But, you know, you guys are really good fun to play for. Thanks for coming out tonight. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah. You'll have to live without her. The morning seems to say, another lonesome morning. You thought you didn't care, but morning breezes fight you, wishing she were there.
From the greater Washington, D.C. area, that was the Selby Scene. Thank you, folks, for coming out tonight.
The Z-Man, Seldom Seen. Stanley Fielding Maxwell Auditorium, National Heritage Museum, Lexington, Massachusetts, 3/10/2012. SOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices 722, Row M, Seat 109, 5 feet in the air in the sweet spot for show number 35 of 2012. Where were you 34 years ago tonight? I was at Jerry Garcia Band, Auditorium Theater, Rochester, New York. 3/10/78.